Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill is in Bloomington this afternoon. Hill was invited to speak at the Monroe County Public Library by local Republican group, the Grassroots Conservatives. Hill is expected to speak at the library at 7 this evening. Grassroots Conservatives organizer Robert Hall says the organization invited the state attorney general to share his accomplishments.
Curtis Hill has a lot of accomplishments as attorney general, and he is running for re-election next year, and we wanted to bring him in so people could hear what he has accomplished so far and be able to ask him questions. He was one of the largest vote getters in the 2016 election, getting more votes than any other elected official in Indiana history. So he's been conservative, and he's been standing up for conservative principles, and we wanted to meet him in person.
Hill is the first Black attorney general in state history. Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb and fellow state Republicans have called on Hill to resign from the state's highest law enforcement position. Hill is accused by four women, including a Democratic lawmaker, of repeatedly groping them at the end of the legislative session party early last year. Hill denies the allegation and has retained legal counsel. Indiana Lawyer reports the House of the Attorney General has spent over $29,000 taxpayer dollars in legal fees. Hall says the grassroots conservatives aren't concerned with the sexual assault and harassment allegations leveled at tonight's speaker.
We are aware of those accusations, but no criminal charges have been filed against him, so it's not a problem for us because they were just accusations, and that happens a lot in politics now. So we think he's a great guy, and we want to hear what he has to say.
A state-appointed special prosecutor declined to charge Hill last year, citing insubstantial evidence in the groping allegations. The Indiana Supreme Court Disciplinary Commission filed an ethics complaint against Hill in March. It found to have violated ethical boundaries by that five-person committee, Hill could face debarment. Hill is the guest speaker for tonight's meeting of the Grassroots Conservatives. The meeting begins at 7 at the Monroe County Public Library in downtown Bloomington.